Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
As we age, our ability to hear can diminish. Doesn't have to, but it does. Of course, one does not have to be old in order to have hearing problems. As some of you know, when I was only 18, I seemed to be having trouble hearing what my friends were saying around the table in the dining room of our residence hall. But the person who checked my hearing said that I must not have been interested in what they were saying, because my hearing was fine. Indeed, who has not heard someone say something only to fail to understand what was said and so immediately ask the person, "What did you say?" Bad cell phone connections and countless distractions are just a few of the things that keep us from hearing and understanding in our day-to-day lives. Hearing and understanding are at the center of the parable of the sower in today's gospel reading from St. Matthew's divinely inspired account. Sometimes called the parable of the soils, this comparative story is also given in the gospel accounts of St. Mark and St. Luke, although today is the only time our three-year series of readings appoints for us to hear the parable. Like other teachers before him, Jesus often used such comparative stories in order to reveal and to conceal himself, drawing on what would have been for his hearers familiar things, such as sowing or casting seed. Something such as drilling oil wells might be more familiar to us, but we can be familiar enough with sowing or casting wheat or barley seed in order to hear and to understand the parable of the sower. And so today we consider this parable under the theme Fruit of the Word. Last week's gospel reading left off with the end of Matthew chapter 11. And today's gospel reading picks up with the beginning of chapter 13. Some 50 verses of chapter 12 come in between. Even today's gospel reading itself skips over 8 verses in the middle. You may recall from last week's gospel reading how Jesus thanked his Father for hiding the meanings of what Jesus was saying and doing from those who thought of themselves as wise and understanding, instead revealing the meanings to little children. In the in-between verses, Jesus went on to teach elsewhere and to perform more miracles. And finally, when he was inside a house teaching, his mother and other relatives stood outside asking to speak to him. But Jesus said, "Whoever does the will of his Father in heaven is his brother and sister and mother." That same day, as we heard in the gospel reading, Jesus went out of the house, got into a boat, sat down, and as St. Matthew tells it in beginning his third discourse, told the great crowds gathered about him on the beach many things in parables, beginning with this parable about a sower who went out to sow. In this parable, as the sower sowed, some seeds fell along the path, others on rocky ground, others among thorns, and others on good soil. When Jesus later interpreted the parable for his disciples, he explained how the different places that the seeds were sown were different types of hearers of the word of the kingdom. The different places sown and their different results of the sowing, namely having the seed devoured, the plant withered, the plant choked, and the plant bearing fruit, correspond to the different types of hearers and to their different results of hearing, namely having the word snatched from them, having them fall away, having them choked, and having them bear fruit. No doubt that Jesus had encountered such different results of hearing while teaching previously. No doubt he had encountered such different results that very day. And no doubt he encountered such different results as he continued to teach. Some only heard, while others heard and understood. The verses omitted between the beginning and the end of our gospel reading highlight the need for understanding the word of the kingdom that Jesus was speaking. Like all of those who have ever heard the word of the kingdom that Jesus was speaking, you and I are by nature like all of the first three groups that he describes. We have nothing in ourselves that would yield any fruit at all. Our soil is too toxic, as it were. We hear, but on our own, we lack understanding. And even when by God's grace we do understand, we do not always withstand persecution or outgrow such things as the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches. No matter in which of those first three groups we end up falling, the end result is the same: unfruitfulness that leads to destruction. Like Israel of the Old Testament before us, we are to hear of the triune God, and we are to love him with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our might. But we do not. The fault is in us, even as the devil and the world also lead us to sin in countless and unspeakable ways. And yet, to us comes this word of the kingdom and Jesus' enabling command: let him who has ears hear and understand. And such understanding includes repenting, turning in sorrow from our sin, trusting God to forgive our sin, and wanting to do better than to keep on sinning. In the verses in between last week's and this week's gospel reading, Jesus strongly warned those who did not repent of their sins, and he so wants us to repent of our sins and to believe the gospel, the word of the kingdom. The word of the kingdom tells of God's great love for us, of his sending the God-man Jesus to die on the cross and to rise from the grave in order to save us from our sins. When we repent and believe, then God forgives us our sin, whatever our sin might be. The word of his kingdom is sown to us as seed. We hear it, and it enables us to understand, to repent and to believe, and then to do the will of our Father in heaven. Now, admittedly, sowing or casting seed by hand, especially on soils where the seed is unlikely to bear fruit, may not make much sense to us. With modern farming techniques in mind, we might think there has got to be a better way. And yet, as Jesus then spoke the word of the kingdom, so does his church today. The word, in all of its forms, is efficacious, that is, capable of producing and sustaining faith. Even if not in every case, does it ultimately prove to be effective, that is, actually produce and sustain faith. Preaching, baptism, absolution, and the Lord's Supper, we can reject them at first, or we can resist them at any time in our lives. If so, the fault is with us, not with God's means of grace. A pastor's words, preached from the pulpit or spoken to one individual who has privately confessed the sins known and felt in the heart. Water at the font and bread and wine from this altar at this rail. These are the ways that God gives the forgiveness of sins and so gives life and salvation. These are the ways he brings forth from us the fruit of the word. In one case, 100-fold. In another case, 60, and in another case, 30. As I studied today's gospel reading this past week, I was surprised to learn that generally reliable church fathers at one time interpreted the hundredfold, 60-fold, and 30-fold fruit of the word as corresponding to the three different types of chastity, namely virginity, widowhood, and marriage, in that order, by the way. But the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther called that interpretation a coarse, worthless babbling. Rather, we understand that individual Christians' fruitfulness may differ, but they will be fruitful. Christians will be fruitful in keeping with their vocations, doing the good works that God has given for them to do, which certainly at least includes trying to live sexually pure and decent lives in what they say and do, whether single, married, divorced, or widowed. And as we heard in both today's epistle reading and in the gospel reading, Christians' fruitfulness will also include suffering with Christ in order that we may also be glorified with him. Parables like today's gospel reading are often pushed beyond their limits, to be taken by some to say more than they are likely intended to say. The proper interpretation of the parable of the sower recognizes the description of four different types of people who hear the word of the kingdom, only one of which really hears and understands. But the parable of the sower and its interpretation do not really explain precisely why the same enabling word of God produces understanding in one hearer, but does not produce understanding in another hearer. Either way, producing understanding or not producing understanding, as today's Old Testament reading describes, God's word does go out and accomplish that which he purposes, succeeding in the thing for which he sends it, even in those cases where an individual rejects or resists, the word of the kingdom is still serving its purpose, but a consequent purpose of judging that person who rejects or resists. At times, the word of the kingdom may seem to go to waste, to not be successful. But we faithfully believe, teach, and confess it as God enables us, and he produces in us the fruit of the word. Maybe a little hard of hearing, maybe not always as interested as we should be, and maybe a little distracted at times. We nevertheless do hear the word of the kingdom. We recognize that understanding the word of the kingdom is a gift of God, and we pray to always have such understanding. As Jesus said, so say I. He who has ears, let him hear. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.